Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As bad as the Flint water problems are, there could be an even more dangerous substance in water supplies across Michigan and nationwide. The original research on the dangers of this substance was performed at Michigan State University by physician Joseph M. Price more than 40 years ago. In Dr. Price's book titled Coronary's Cholesterol Chlorine, the author discusses his research on why atherosclerotic diseases were virtually unknown in America before the beginning of the 20th century, but now kills more than a million people a year in this country. By experiments using chickens, Dr. Price developed a theory that it is the chlorine in virtually all water systems across America that chemically reacts with cholesterol in the body to form plaque that results in the atherosclerotic diseases. In his research, he estimates that it would take about a decade of exposure to chlorine in the water to cause enough damage to the blood vessels for people to start dying. Guess what? Americans didn't start dying of atherosclerotic diseases until about 10 years after chlorine started being used in municipal water systems. Dr. Price also theorized that the mineral content in hard water helps protect people from suffering atherosclerotic diseases. He found a consistent correlation between hard water consumers and a lower incidence of the disease in America. He also found that the Eskimos in Alaska that consume whale blubber, the highest cholesterol diets in the country, do not suffer from the disease. He thinks that the fact that such people do not consume chlorinated water is being the reason they do not contract the disease. Dr. Price advocates further testing of his theory to either confirm or disprove it. Thus far, the mainstream medical establishment has been mostly averse to even investigating if chlorine in the water supply may be responsible for more than a million Americans dying every year. Chlorine has saved many lives by making water generally safe to consume. However, there are other alternatives such as using silver, ultraviolet light, and filters. Until we know more, that is why I advocate filtering water today and have done so for my family. That's it for today. Come back next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.